This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Ron Hutchcraft on the line from Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. We're going to be talking about an important issue, and it's the misclassification of Native Americans here in the U.S. Among health statistics. You know, we've got the coronavirus going on and pandemic. It's all that's in the news lately. And Ron came across this article about Native Americans being left out of infection data and all that kind of stuff. My first question for you is this misclassification, like, why does it matter? Is it simply like they won't get federal funding if they're misclassified, or why is it a big deal?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And the answer, you've pretty well answered it. Quite simply, if Native Americans are underreported and underrepresented in what we learn about the health status of people in this country, then guess how the decisions are made about where money is allocated. And so the very, very often dangerous health situation on reservations, which I can document for you here in a minute, is partly because we are not keeping our long treaty obligations that we made with the first Americans a long time ago to provide proper health care for them. And we don't know who's there, and we don't know what the situation is. Honestly, Katie, this is what I would call another sad chapter in a book that's 400 years old. And the book is called The Forgotten People. And Native Americans have been forgotten over and over again. But I think that this is a situation that someone who's listening or reading right now, this, who has a heart of compassion and a heart for justice and a heart for Jesus, really will want to know this. And I think we can use the COVID situation as an example, but let me give you four words: vulnerability, tragedy, invisibility, and responsibility. That pretty well sum up the situation. And when I say vulnerability, this COVID situation has demonstrated and brought to the forefront, thankfully, in some cases, a need that's been there all along. The understaffing, the under-resourcing of healthcare in Native America. Let me give you one example. There is a major reservation in South Dakota that has one inpatient hospital. They have 20,000 people on the reservation. Their land area is twice the size of Rhode Island. They have 45 beds and 16 medical staff for the entire reservation. Now, you think, and so COVID hits, what in the world? You can just imagine the tragedy of that. And then you have the Navajo Reservation, where the statistics right now are horrible. In fact, the Navajo Nation, if they were a state, would have they would be number three per capita in deaths from the COVID virus. In other words, you'd have New York, New Jersey, Navajo. But of course, nobody knows that because once again, they are the forgotten people. They're off the radar. And think about this, 40% of the Navajo reservation has no running water. Wash your hands several times a day. Just think of the unfolding trauma of all of that. The homes are very crowded because they're multifamily. They're small, and they're vulnerable medically because their rate of diabetes is three times that of the rest of any other ethnic group in America. They have the highest rates of asthma in America. You have generations living together. We just got word literally this morning of a wonderful elder in a southeastern tribe that I know, and he died from COVID. I just learned this morning. And every time they lose one of their elders, they lose another part of their language, because these are the only people who still know their languages oftentimes, which leads to the word tragedy. I think this started 400 years ago when there was a plague that wiped out countless whole tribes. The first one goes back, there's a young lady named Kateri Tatakwitha, who was a Mohawk young lady who has turned out to be the only Native American person ever sainted by the Roman Catholic Church. And when the epidemic came in her day, it started with red marks on people's tongues and then their face. And she called it the blackbirds that came and ate her face. Her parents died. Her baby brother died. She had scars on her face, covered her face with a blanket, died at the age of 24. And again, this plague wiped out so many. And so over and over again, Native Americans have been hit by these illnesses for which many times they have no immunity, like all of us with the coronavirus. And it has just been often forgotten.
And Ron, I'm sorry to interrupt. I know you've got a couple more points to hit on, and we can circle back around to that. But I don't want to let you go before asking about your summer outreach. You know, no one can predict the future, but right now, I mean, how's this going to affect what you guys do every summer? And that's your Summer of Hope. Are you going to be able to do that under the current circumstances?
Great, great question. The need for hope has never been greater. You know, if the hope crisis in Native America could possibly get worse, it has. And this is another layer of grieving for an already grieving people. And our most broken people, this is more brokenness. So, but you're right. This is with our Warrior Leadership Summit Conference, and which is the hope oasis for many Native young people in their year, followed by our team going out to reservations. We may have to be flexible with our methodology, but I will tell you, we will not be flexible with our mission. We will we'll harness every tool we have got that can possibly be used within the context of the health crisis at that time, to make sure that we can still get the good news of Jesus and the hope of Jesus through Native American young messengers. There's no turning back from that. And if I may just come back, because it really affects things spiritually, I talked about invisibility, and perhaps the greatest part of the spiritual and health tragedy in Native America. When I tell my brothers and sisters in Christ about the suicide rates and the rate of sexual violence against Native women and the alcohol and drug abuse and the 30 years less life expectancy that a Native man has than I do as a white guy, and I tell them, they say, I had no idea. Well, it's interesting that half the state health departments in America that report on the ethnicity of their various illnesses, half of them refer to Native Americans as other. They don't even identify them as Native Americans. And I think the invisibility of the need is what breaks my heart, which leads to responsibility. I think, honestly, we have a moral debt to the first Americans. I think we know the history of what was done to them. And in Acts 17, we're told that God decided the boundaries of where each nation would live. And I believe the first people here and in every place in the world were planted there by God. And there is a moral debt to do something about this and become a voice for the forgotten people so they're not forgotten in our church, in our Bible study, in our small group. We have a spiritual debt. Paul said that he had a debt to get the gospel to both the Gentiles and the Jews. And while we have gone out to reach the world, what about the first people of this land, only 4% of whom know Christ? So they go through storms and crisis and grieving without the Savior, who's the anchor that's gotten us through. So I would just say to God's people, if this touches your heart, become a voice in your church for Native Americans. Mobilize prayer, even now, that perhaps the COVID crisis might be a tool of God to be a wake-up call to our nation, to not forget these people any longer. And to us as believers, you know, if God's people want to help us raise up young leaders to reach their people for Christ and bring the hope that they have found, and you want more information about the situation in Native America, go to our website, go to hopefornativeamerica.com. That's hopefornativeamerica.com. But I have to say, Katie, thank you for caring about this, because today they're not forgotten. Today on Mission Network News, the forgotten people have been remembered, and they have never been forgotten by God. And now is the hour in this critical moment where the hope crisis for our nation is at an all-time high. Just imagine in Native America, among the first people of this land, this is perhaps the time, the wake-up call, to finally remember.